Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing Love Was in the Room, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled In the Eye of the Storm, from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8.
It was early in the morning, and a stillness filled the garden where he lay. And the ground shook with power as the angels came and rolled the stone away. All the glory of the living God broke through to the darkness of the tomb. And the love of the Father came and filled every corner of the room.
Amen.
You see, love was in the room, and new life was born where only death had been. Love was in the room, and death and hell would never reign again. Been. the room. Bob was in the room. And had taken the women captive and that were therein. They slew not any, neither either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Picture the scene. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept, until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. Have you ever gotten there? Have you ever gotten really distressed? David was at that position. For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Abimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. May God add the blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. We've got a God today, church, that can do more than we can ask, think, or imagine. We've got that type of God on our side. Contained in this precious Word of God in the reading of the Scriptures today, we find three qualities that will get you through the eye of the storm. Three things that will get you past what you're in. Three things that will bring victory in your life. And the first thing that we see that God brings about is that we have hope. Oh, thank God for the hope that we have in Him today. Listen, what do you have if you don't have hope? You've got despair. You've got brokenness. You've got defeat. But thanks be unto God, we can hope in our God. I've got a blessed hope today. I've got a hope today that says a blessed hope of the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. A hope that one day I'm going to be meeting the Lord in the air. A hope that this is not my home eternally. Hallelujah. But I got a better place to go. And even until I get there, I've got a God who says, I've put hope in you. I've given that to you by the process and the means of salvation, that when you called upon the Lord and received me as your personal Savior into my heart and your life, He says, I've given you a hope that the world, the flesh, and the devil cannot take away, because it's a anchor of your soul. It's a hope given by God. And if God blesses you with hope, the devil can't touch it. Amen. Not only does He give us a hope, but secondly today, He gives us a promise. He's given us a promise today that He's always with us. We've got a promise today that regardless of whatever we face, we've got a God who's always there. You ever been in a situation you thought your friends were there with you, and you turned around and looked and said, hey man, what'd you guys got? I mean, they checked out on you. Hey, if you ever need anything, just pick up the phone and call me. Well, you called and you called and you called, but man, it just seems like they won't take your message and they won't return your call. I'm glad that we've got a God that said, call unto me, and I will answer. I'm glad that we've got a promise of a God. And you can go through the pages of this book, and there are over 3,000 promises in the pages of this book today called the Word of God. And every one of them is meticulously designed for your life to bring you through what you're in. But I'm going to tell you something. If you don't trust the Lord and you don't claim the promise, folks, it won't work. And you've got to be in a relationship with Him, because the greatest promise that you can get is the promise that Jesus said, that if we will call upon Him, He will save our souls. He said, all that will come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Listen, maybe the greatest need in your life, maybe the storm today is producing the fact in your life that you need to claim the promise today of salvation, because either you are here today lost or you're here today and you're saved.
you're in one or two conditions today. And let me tell you, you don't have to leave here lost. You don't have to face your eternity without Christ. You can leave here with the blessed assurance today and the hope and the promise that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Praise God that He offers salvation to every person. I don't care how bad you messed up. I don't care how bad it's been in the past. I don't care what bad decisions you've made. God can turn all of that around. And He can turn it around with a process that is called salvation. But you've got to come to where you are, that you're a sinner apart from Christ, and you need His salvation. See, without Jesus, if you don't have Jesus, you're not going to make it to heaven. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so therefore today you've got to receive Him into your heart and your life. You've got to realize I'm a sinner. I've fallen short. I've rejected Christ. Oh, I believe there is a God. But you rejected Him because you haven't received Him. And therefore today you've got to come to that realization. You're going to die one day. And you don't know when. James said, our life is as a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes away. Every day we hear some news report or see something on the 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock news about some tragic accident or somebody was killed. And that person got up that morning thinking, you know, I got all my life. I got plenty of time. And you know what? Just in a moment, their heart, their life was snuffed out. Friend, the only promise that you've got is the moment that you're sitting in right now. But you better make sure that you've got a promise for tomorrow. And that promise comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, you know, not only do we accept the fact that we're sinners, not only do we realize the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But then we ask Him to come into our heart, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad that when you call on Him and ask Him to forgive you and to come into your heart and your life, I'm glad He saves you. And I'm glad He eternally saves you. And today He offers salvation to every person. You just got to cry out and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and my life and save my soul. He'll do it. He'll do it. That is the greatest promise that you can have today that gives you the blessed hope. But then there's a third area today, because God then places His power within you. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit has come upon you. The only way you can overcome is because you've come over. And the only way today that you can really possess power is God, when you are saved, He puts that power of God in you, in your spirit, in the power of God. He lives and dwells within you. That's why you can be an overcomer. That's why you can live victorious. That's why you don't have to be defeated. You've got a God who is on your side. And so verse 1 of 1 Samuel begins with, and it came to pass. Now what do you do when it comes to pass in your life? What do you do when you find yourself in the eye of the storm? How do you handle the eye of the storm? How do you handle your situations? How do you handle what you're facing? This storm David had to face, it was not an easy thing. He was going through one of the deepest valleys that he'd ever been through. And at this point, David was not yet king of Israel. So he had 600 men that basically were considered the elite fighting army of Israel. I mean, there were none no better. I mean, the Green Berets or no other, the SEALs, nothing could match these guys because they were beyond that. They were the elite fighting machine of Israel. So David, understand, was walking in the will of God.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.